who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
See you later, week 4. Welcome in. It is I Want Your Flex. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. Our executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. Find him on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger. It was a week 4, Mike, that I think a lot of people in the fantasy world finally were able to exhale, because there were performances from guys that you'd been waiting for and waiting for, and some of those guys cashed in with big performances in week 4.
Yeah, we saw some huge point totals. I was actually just going through my fantasy results for week 4, happily on the positive side, including a narrow victory, but talking about huge point totals, including a couple guys we also didn't expect much from. I'm looking at you, Josh Jacobs, and running amok on the Denver Broncos. But you're right. I mean, we see some great 100-yard performances, some new heroes emerging, but some of those get-right games for guys that maybe had let you down for a couple of weeks, not to say that there aren't still plenty that we're worried about through the first quarter of the season. Plus one. We got some point totals. We got adventure in a bunch of games, and you know, as always, the injuries are starting to pile up. So the activity churns up with the production.
Yeah, a couple of big injuries in that Raider-Broncos game. Javonte Williams, we'll deal with that. Cordarrelle Patterson's going to be out a little while. Plus, there are other ramifications. Two has already been ruled out of week 5. A lot to get to as we move on with the pod. But we do have to at least do some self-checking.
Yeah.
And I'll say this. I hit on Carson Wentz for the bench. Carson Wentz wasn't going to be a top 10 starter, Mike. However, Carson Wentz was finding himself in lineups over the last couple of weeks. I did not like his matchup against Dallas. Ended up throwing two interceptions in the game. Didn't get over 200 yards. Did throw for a touchdown. But bottom of the barrel in certain leagues. One league in mine, he was 28th in points amongst quarterbacks. So hit on Carson Wentz. And I felt there was a Rashad Penny breakout game. And now I've realized if there's a player that needs to break out and they're playing against the Lions, it's probably going to happen. So Rashad Penny had a big breakout game. And even without Jameis Winston, without Alvin Kamara, Saints were still able to put some points on the board. They just needed another yard to add three more, and it would have been very interesting. But I'm not taking a win with my points of Palooza with Viking Saints. However, it turned out better than I think some people thought it would be. I thought you were going to get some points in that game. It wasn't Seahawks-Lions-esque, but when you look around the league and you're looking at point totals, it was one of the better games that we had points-wise in week four.
Oh, yeah, fun start out of England. So we'll get another one of those in the coming week with the Giants, who beat my Bears in one of the paint-drying football games of the
great end zones, though.
Oh no, they look. It was crisp, Dan. It was crisp. But I normally we look. I don't want to bite the hand that feeds. But you know, if the Fox broadcasters don't want to do the game, ask to be reassigned. Because all they did was make fun of the offenses. Oh, 3rd and 10, they got them right where they want them. I was like, after a while, it's like you're laughing at the product. You're not funny anymore, but that's just me. 20-12, your final there. In terms of things got right, you see a 32. You're like, Derek Carr had a big game. No, he didn't. I said he wouldn't, and, well, if you hadn't been paying attention, 188 yards.
That car was parked.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, he did a good job getting it into Jacob's gut, which is really all that mattered, as he ran amok. Was not a fan of Matthew Stafford. I think that's a larger talking point coming out of week four, is I don't know how fixable things are for the Rams at this juncture. So I'll take a couple of victory laps there. Justin Jefferson going back to that game, thought maybe the Saints would have a little something for him and that Captain Kirk would have to go to secondary and tertiary options. Didn't. 10 catches, running wild in the secondary. So you have that going for you. Steelers, Jets, expected a little more from Najee Harris. Once again, looks like he's running in mud, no matter who's under center. He's not getting it done. And then when we look at the last thing, you know, I expected more from Tampa. That was a prediction, both on the pod and then just ranting like an idiot across the Fox Sports Radio Network alongside Jason Smith. Yeah, they lost 41-31. Brady comes up with a good fantasy effort when it's all said done. Evans with a couple of touchdowns. Just expected a better game. And I guess Leonard Fournette got the receiving touchdown, so he cashed in for fantasy owners who were saying, where are the touchdowns you promised me? But that they've got to fix that run game as well.
Yeah, it's something with the Buccaneers Sunday night games and not running the football at all.
Yeah,
like remember the Saints game a few years ago, and I know when you fumble the opening kickoff and you're down 7-0 early,
yeah,
but
like
still, yeah, I mean it was quick, but to only have six rushes and to have Leonard Fournette have his minus 3 yards rushing, yeah, I would be very disappointed if I was a Leonard Fournette player in fantasy. Ryan Bershinger tells you each week on what defenses to stream. He'll tell you who to pick up for week five in our pod that drops on Friday. How did week four turn out for you, Ryan Bershinger?
It went pretty well. I said the Packers on our Friday episode. The Packers didn't do as well defensively as I thought they would, but they ended up getting me 9 points, I believe. So a solid stream there. I also said I liked both sides of the Giants-Bears, and I leaned towards the Giants. Giants got me 15 points in that game. So, yeah, there were some good plays there defensively. I also said the Chargers against the Texans, and for the first half, that looked pretty good. Then Damian Pierce broke a big one off, and then the Texans started to come back in that game. Made it interesting, but it was a decent play for a little bit there.
If you remember from the last pod, I predicted a Texans win.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was there with you, pal. I was there with you.
And I said to myself, all right, this is the week it's going to happen. And I texted Ryan Bershinger at the half when it was 27-7, and he was like, bad day to make the old Texans pick. Then when it was Mike, it was 27-21. Not even 27-24, 27-21, I thought to myself, the Texans are going to win this game. Like, this was such a Chargers-like collapse. And then Texans did get within three. They kicked that field goal, but the Chargers sealed the deal. But I think maybe just each week I'm going to predict the Texans win, since they're now the only team without a win in the NFL.
It's funny, right? Because I had a soccer game for my daughter all the way down in Temecula. So folks can remember that from would-be fights from NBA players about things. But we'll leave that. Suffice to say, I was in the car a bunch. And my executive producer, Justin Frostberg, he does the producing for the Chargers games. You got Matt Money Smith, the AM570 LA sports host, along with Petros Papadakis, but in the booth with Daniel Jeremiah. And they're a really fun listening when there's stressful moments. Right, I mean, they're the home call. So yeah. When they're winning, it's, you know, a little boasty. It's like, oh, there he is again. You know, but when it starts to unravel, it's absolute chaos in the booth, and it's such a great listen. So I'm in the car driving back after the soccer game. It's the fourth quarter. Things have gotten tight. I'm like, this is fantastic. and then they finish the job. But, give Davis Mills an offensive coach. Go find him another playmaker other than Pierce. Because Brandon Cooks ain't that guy to just throw it up and make go get stuff.
Hey, so, got in the end zone.
He did.
He did get in the end zone.
No, hey, for the purposes of our fantasy world, that works. Yes. By the way, they also need five offensive linemen. Pretty tall shopping list.
They do have Laramie Tunsil. Okay. Like, there's, you know, I'd take him. But there's, yeah, there is... You know, they're the Texans. I thought, and I think, you know, I thought that the Texans had an opportunity. But to your point, Mike, about the angst in the booth, I think there are about two or three NFL teams. Like, I would think that the Lions booth probably is the same way with that defense, where you just, like, you know, the Chargers are so snake bitten, and you're like, here we go again. You know, so it's a different dynamic than, you know, 28 other teams in the NFL, and even the other 31, if you will, for how the Chargers fans feel so snake-bitten. But, yeah, when you kind of start to see it unravel, you kind of start to question yourself, all right, here is this again, is this again? But, hey, Austin Ekeler broke through, you know, three scores.
Hey, well, that's it. He finally, for fantasy owners, and he was looking around, everybody going, wait a minute, what? Where's my guy? Why isn't he scoring? And where's my love here? And now suddenly, you know, one good game, as we know, in the running back world, suddenly puts you near the top of the scoring list.
It's a good thing you don't get penalized for not stopping the run, Ryan Bershinger, in defenses. Because Green Bay could have some troubles. I mean, Damian Harris having a nice day. Ramondre Stevenson, you know, getting some work done. I think it's something in Titletown that they want to patch up a little bit. But, hey, you've got the Giants in London. So maybe it'd be another reason to keep with the pack attack.
Well, especially, as with Daniel Jones not being able to sprint around. Even if he plays, not nearly as spryly as he did against the Bears with those two touchdown runs, as if it was parting of the Red Sea and no, he had a protective bubble around him. I'm sorry, did that sound bitter?
Maybe Saquon Barkley's going to have to do more wildcat.
A little more wildcat for him. Yeah. Good for him. I mean, you know, Tyrod Taylor in there. I mean, you know, potential for chaos.
That's what we hit on, what we missed on, a little bit of what we missed on, but we like to play the hits here on the I Want
Your
Flex
got a whole
podcast.
List of things I screwed up, but I mean,
good news, we don't have time. Yeah,
oh, good.
So we've already forgotten about those things. You don't need to bring them up because Mike, just time permitting, it's one of those things. Like, we now move ahead in the broadcast.
Nicely done.
And it's now 28-21 in the third quarter. That's what we do here on I Want Your Flex. Get Mike on Twitter at Swollen Dome. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. And our executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. Find him on Twitter at Ryan Bershinger.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There were some big injuries and some big moves in week four. I want to start out with the Javonte Williams, just touched on it earlier.
Sure.
I'm just wondering now, there seems to be a lot of negativity with Melvin Gordon taking the full-time role.
Well, he can't hold on to the ball.
Yeah,
man.
The fumbleitis is back again. I wonder, though, on the flip side of this, is this now Russell Wilson's opportunity? And it sounds crazy because you're thinking, well, geez, you're losing a star running back or, you know, a solid running back. You got a short week now. But if you aren't necessarily willing to rely on Melvin Gordon or Mike Boone as a pickup, I think that Russell Wilson's play over these next three or four games is going to be very intriguing because I do think that there will be an opportunity to let Russ cook. And I just wonder how it works out for the Broncos in this, you know, early stretch as Williams is going to miss the season.
Yeah, so now you have Mike Boone and they add Latavius Murray. You know, you saw him Sunday morning early if you were up run for, what, 57 yards and a score for the Saints. And then he gets claimed off their practice squad. So away he goes there. And so now that muddies things a little bit. But, yeah, with Melvin Gordon – going back to the fumble at the goal line that got a lot of the angst started, right? He and Williams both had one. And so I was like, all right, nobody comes ahead here because you both screwed up. And then the offensive inefficiencies in the red zone been maddening. It's just a question of how quickly, if ever, I have to put the in parentheses, if ever, do Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett actually get on the same page?
We're gonna find out soon enough.
Yeah. So I mean, it's tough. Like, you know, you're gonna make the claim and prioritize Boone, I think, over the veteran Murray. But depending on the depth in your league and roster levels, this is one where you play defense. And while you may not love either one of them, their touches that someone's getting, and with the running back position being as weird as it is, even coming into the season, you could play defense. I'd rather have someone rotting on my bench than scoring against me.
Sure. Yeah. I'll say this. I think you'll see Russ cook. I think you're going to see improved play from Russell Wilson. And even though on the last podcast I mocked the TikTok video that said trade Najee Harris for Cortland Sutton, and I know you were harsh on Najee Harris earlier in the podcast.
I'll do it again.
And Cortland Sutton found the end zone.
Yeah.
I still think that there is the opportunity. I'll give a push there. I think Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton get a bit of a push, and I think Russell Wilson gets a bit of a push based out of necessity. And now you don't have the luxury of splitting the backs. Benjamin Albright, who covers the Broncos in Denver and does an amazing job for them, even was tweeting during the game before Williams got hurt, you may see a little bit more Williams because of the short week. Maybe you'll have a little bit fresher Gordon than coming in on Thursday. Well, now you're going to need a really fresh Melvin Gordon on Thursday. And I think Russell Wilson just takes some of that some of that pressure. I think you're going to see, especially in their stretch as well, Colts, Chargers, Jets, Jaguars, Titans in their next five games, and then a matchup with the Raiders again. It's now or never for Russell Wilson to start cooking if things want to work out for the Broncos.
Yeah, I know there was a lot of love for Jerry Jeudy coming into the season. I was a Sutton guy. Like, if you're going to pick one of those receivers, just a guy that is more a, for lack of the better terminology, the full route tree, right? And a guy that you can get in the short game, get the yak, six catches a game thus far, averaging about 85 yards per. And all I can hope for, and we've talked about this for a long time on the pod and on our shows on Fox Sports Radio, Dan, all I can look for is opportunities. What they do with them, I don't know. But Cortland Sutton seems to be the guy who's the biggest beneficiary here of at least bumping up that target amount another one or two, trying to move the chains and pick up for where the run game might slough off a little bit.
Mentioned Najee Harris. Let's transition to the Steelers.
Yeah.
At the time of this taping, which is early Tuesday morning on the East Coast, heck, I think it's early Tuesday morning on the West Coast.
Getting there.
The Ian Rappaport reported that Kenny Pickett, likely to be named the starter, will be named the starter for the Steelers in Week 5 as they travel to an easy location to play on the road at Buffalo.
Oh, nice and simple.
But heck, you know, no offense to the Jets, but it can't get any easier than coming in and facing the Jets at home, and that's what they did. What does Kenny Pickett now do for Najee Harris, for Deontay Johnson? And I would say any other Steeler, but I don't know if you're playing him. Deep league, maybe some George Pickens. Maybe
you're probably
going to
go pick up. Yeah, you're going to go pick up George Pickens because I think he was still, he was still available on a lot of waiver wires because you hadn't really seen the level of consistency. A lot of jumping jacks saying, "Throw me the ball," and then you had obviously the circus 36-yard catch. So maybe people got enamored there thinking greatness was to come. I asked the question, on our show Monday, and I wonder if you did the same. Had Deontay Johnson come down with that ball in the back of the end zone, did they make the change? I'm going to say yes, because they'd already alluded to it 97 times on the telecast as if in the production meeting, "Oh yeah, Kenny's going to play."
Well, the look on their faces when he came out in the second half and was the starting quarterback, the fans' faces, tells me that a change probably still would have been made.
Yeah, I think they were getting their Christmas morning in that stadium. And look, for Mike Tomlin, it's also uncharted waters in terms of trying to figure out this process after all those years with Ben Roethlisberger. So now it's – that next level and trying to find some juice, right? I scream at my daughter's soccer games when things get a little lethargic. It's like, where's our juice? Where we got? Come on. And then she just looks at me, kind of smiles. And you see a couple of the teammates kind of pick it up because they tune out the coach. But all of a sudden, one of the parents screams at him and they want to shut him up. So they start playing a little harder. See, it works. Psychology. But the idea here, I mean, you saw a little bit more in the step of Deontay Johnson. You saw a little more, right? He went after the ball perhaps a little more aggressively than he had. And look, guys need incentives. Guys want to show out. And Pickett, with his legs, he'll open things up a little bit. So he'll be a popular waiver wire pickup, you know, for those that needed a second quarterback or maybe hate the guy that's on their roster in the one spot. There's a few of them that you could certainly use a jolt. But I think off the jump, you're still looking at those guys as third wide receivers. I think the only guy I trust is Freiermuth.
Sure.
Right, in terms of target counts.
Here's the good news, though, at least for Kenny Pickett, is after Buffalo in Week 5, it gets a heck of a lot easier with the Buccaneers, Dolphins, and Eagles. So there you've gotten jeez, my goodness.
Well, it's good he eased in with a loss to the Jets.
Were the 85 Bears unavailable for this schedule? I mean, to ease Kenny Pickett in, my goodness.
By fire, buddy. I mean, and that was why, you know, making the change, it's just kind of curious, just in terms of an overall philosophy. I guess inevitable because you don't think Mitchell's making plays, whatever, and Smith made fun of me a lot because he's like, oh, you're such an apologist and this hurts you. I'm like, in the end, I don't care. Like, it's football evaluation. I looked at what the schedule you just read off and said, well, what am I going to learn behind a suspect offensive line, this guy potentially running for his life?
Hmm.
And do I potentially open him up to getting hurt? Not that Mitchell Trubisky should be a sacrificial lamb or anything in that way, shape, or form, but you've got some talent there. How good are you, I guess, is one of the questions to ask inside the building.
Where's the talent, are you saying? It's a legitimate, like,
right? I mean, where are you in terms of the pantheon? And it's a larger question with the Mike Tomlin. And at how long are we going to, you know, just genuflect over, hey, you haven't had a losing season versus what have you really won?
Sure. I look at it, and this is, and that's been my issue with this, was I didn't think that they wanted to go 6-11.
Right.
I think they wanted to go 9-8 and thought, hey, we made it to the playoffs last year with 9 wins. They were 9-7-1 and got in the postseason. Maybe Mitchell Trubisky can get us there. And now you're at 1-3 and you realize, well, if Mitchell Trubisky's going to lead us to 6-11, we might as well play the first round pick. Like, that's where I think, like, the Steelers were. I think, and for as great as T.J. Watt is, and I know he makes a difference, him as one player would not make a difference in these next four games. Maybe in the Jets game, maybe he forces a turnover and, you know, sacks Zach Wilson.
If Fitzpatrick actually catches the ball that Wilson throws straight into his gut, he should have had his second touchdown of the game.
Yeah. There's, but, you know, like, the difference now of, like, where they are, like, that's where I thought. I thought that they were very protective about, you know, being competitive, being in it, but you're not really in it when you're playing that sort of style and for what they are. And so when you say talent, like, George Pickens is talented. There's no doubt. Deontay Johnson's talented. And so is Najee Harris. And injured T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick and, you know, Cam Hayward. And then what else you got?
Sure.
You know, because they don't have much. Anyway, the fantasy aspects of the Steelers now slim and none. I think with this next stretch of games, I think it's going to be extremely difficult.
Unless you're banking for catch-up points.
Sure.
Right? And that becomes the, hey, I got a dollar on a daily fantasy game.
Yeah.
So I'm going to throw one of these guys in.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the off season.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mike, let's take a left turn and do something that we haven't done since we're now four full weeks into the season. I want to give you four names of players who were drafted fairly high in fantasy drafts. And I am not a proponent of giving up on your draft. I know some guys are like, hey, once week one is done, draft doesn't matter anymore. I am not that guy. I'm still looking at who I drafted, why I drafted them, because I'm not changing my overall value after just 1 week. Week four, different story. So I've got four names for you, and I want to know if fantasy owners should keep the faith with these guys that they probably invested a high pick in, or if it's time to just move on, cut your losses, and do whatever, or just think of what life would be like without this player contributing.
Okay.
And I'm going to start out with Cam Akers of the Los Angeles Rams. A high draft pick. He came back from that Achilles injury last year. If you have Cam Akers, should you expect a better Cam Akers over this next three quarters of the season as opposed to what you got the first 4 weeks?
Well, I think I'd go to the Beatles. It can't get much worse. But it's exactly what we had talked about, you know, early on, Dan, and he actually had more carries against the Falcons and Cardinals than I was anticipating, and actually found the end zone against Cardinals and then couldn't fall forward in the Monday night game against the 49ers, showing again that offensive line is problematic. Andrew Whitworth needs to put back on 50 pounds and get back down on the field to save their season.
Okay, when you're looking, when you're looking for a 40-year-old tackle, that tells you all you need to know about your offensive line.
Well, and I think that's where they're at. You watched Stafford under duress, and I had my reservations. Allen Robinson, you paid a lot of money. He's not doing anything. But back to the Cam Akers. Darrell Henderson has proven he's on the field a bunch as a receiver and in passing situations with Akers. I didn't expect a lot from him early in the season, so the fact that he's at 38 carries, bookended with, you know, dismal performances against two of the best defenses in the game, I think he becomes a situational play against bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can jump on top and then lean on the run game. Because against the Niners and Bills, you're looking at 11 carries for 13 yards.
I'm not ready to punt on him just yet. I know some West Coast fantasy football players are ready to punt on Alvin Kamara for what he did to them. Listen, there are a lot of great advantages, Mike, that we understand living in Southern California. NFL Sundays begin at 10 a.m., but NFL Sundays, if you're not listening to Mike, some people may be in bed when the London games start. And the Alvin Kamara injury, I know, or the him not playing against the Vikings in London, was a surprise to many on the West Coast that woke up with Alvin Kamara in their lineups. What do you do if you have Alvin Kamara on your fantasy team?
Yeah, he's tough, right? Because we're looking at court dates and all of that, that people are still wondering what all goes on. But certainly a surprise and active. I started texting friends of mine who have asked me lineup questions that I knew had him. I'm like, wake up! Wake up! They didn't wake up. But like, why did you silence your phone? You knew I was going to be on air, and we were talking about it as a London game, and then you went out and had a drink and didn't bother to get up. I think there's better days ahead, and obviously a heavy investment if you drafted him. So punting altogether is like losing that first round pick to injury for the year. Because if you're trying to trade him, what are you getting?
Yes.
Right? I mean, the value is little to none, and you drafted him and decided to make running back a priority. What are you finding and what are you getting back in return that would be commensurate to him at his best? Now, do we see him at what we expected? No, we now have to change expectations. But certainly punting on him, I can't.
I can't either. And they've got a nice stretch. It starts with the Seahawks coming to town on Sunday. So if Alvin Kamara is available, it could start rolling. Two more names. A lot of NFC South. Kyle Pitts.
See ya.
Gone. He's been the Pitts.
Yeah, I mean, so far. If in this style of offense, he doesn't see the ball, and maybe a couple of weeks with Patterson sideline on the IR, and we get a couple of running backs trying to find their way, right? Two, three guys will battle for carries. Maybe the short passing game and Pitts comes in, but he's been used as a blocker a bunch. So I don't know that suddenly changes for him.
Yeah, and when Marcus Mariota completes 7 passes in a game,
yeah,
that's usually.
I mean, it's Justin Fields' number right there. I mean, come on.
Yes. There was a lot of running. That game like ended in like 2 hours, Browns and Falcons.
Keep the line moving.
Keep on moving. All right, final one. What about DJ Less? Oh, wait, it's DJ Moore. Just kidding. Bad pun joke.
I like it.
Sorry, DJ. No disrespect.
No, I'll do it. He's calling out everybody at the team, Dan. So, you know, the seeds of malcontentedness are there.
And I think there's reason to be frustrated.
Sure.
Baker Mayfield seemingly keeping his job for another week because Sam Darnold's not close to returning, but Matt Rhule giving Baker Mayfield a vote of confidence, saying, I think he's still our quarterback. 11
what
targets.
A clown show all that is, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
seriously.
just the comments by Rule, stuff coming out of the locker room. We had Jason Locke and Four on with Jason Smith and I on Monday night, and he was wondering aloud if McCaffrey wasn't traded before the deadline. Right, so you lose your other playmaker, DJ Moore. Obviously, they re-up through 2025, but he's just a guy. There's no secondary receiver that you have to worry about. I'd play him in a box and one, like I'm playing college hoops.
Yeah, yeah. He had 11 targets, 6 catches for 50 yards
against the Cardinals.
Yeah, yeah. That was an ugly game. Baker Mayfield getting passes batted down left and right.
What was it? 9.
Yeah.
I mean, that's do the guys from Guinness come out and give him a certificate for a world record? Congratulations. This is a good. But he's been awful. And look, it was a weird offseason. I don't want to pile on Baker because it's so easy to do. I'm certainly not his biggest fan, and I always thought he was bolstered by a great roster in Cleveland. But this is certainly not the greatest of situations. Matt Rule and the house of mediocre quarterbacks. And here's the next one that's a reclamation project. Well, and unfortunately, Corral got hurt.
And that was never – and Matt Corral, there was no way that he was going to be the guy in 2022, in my mind.
No, certainly. Yeah. But at this point, in the break glass in case of emergency, this guy's not good and Darnold isn't ready. He would have at least maybe bought Matt Rule a minute of peace, because right now the dumpster fire has really, really caught.
All right, so week 5 is upon us. By the way, I did a piece on our Sunday show with George Reister just about Baker, and it's just amazing on how he's just completely fallen off the radar. Like his bad game wasn't even talked about in NFL circles. It shows you how irrelevant it is, and fair or unfair, again, the late trade may have hurt him, you know, as well.
Right.
Of you don't have an entire offseason. Granted, he was, you know, recovering from surgery as well, but may have helped him. But right now, it just seems like an absolute lost cause for Carolina. All right, let's get to the week 5 pickups. Guys, you need to target your waiver wire. You got to put claims in. Mike, who are we targeting, especially with a lot of the big injuries that we've had in other moves in week 4? Who are we targeting looking ahead to week 5?
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit. Caleb Huntley and Algier there in Atlanta, two guys that you saw some work. 56 yards on 10 carries for Huntley, and Algier 10 for 84 yards, had a 20-yard catch. Hopefully more in the passing game. Wink, wink, nod, nod. I'll send notes to the coaching staff there to get it more involved. So opportunities abound there. We talked about Boone, and I guess depending on what you need at running back, hoping that maybe Latavius Murray gets you your 8 to 10 touches. Again, it's Melvin Gordon. How much do they trust him?
Mm-hmm.
Before the season, I liked him to leech on to Javonte Williams. But now when you can't trust him to hold on to the football, like that's the maddening part. With all the inefficiencies that you've had, you're also turning the ball over. That's not good for business at all either. We talked about Pickens a little bit. And certainly when you get into the receiving game, you know, we're going week to week and trying to find some wins in the receiving core based on opportunity. Like a guy like Josh Reynolds, is that repeatable? Well, Detroit's cooking right now, going up against New England. They're not the impenetrable defense, and I like the way Jared Goff's been slinging it. I mean, I was joking, Jared Goff greater than Stafford, fight me. Why? Because it's fun. So we have that. You got Corey Davis with the Jets. Yes, you recommend a Jets wide receiver. 5 catches, 74 yards, and a score on 7 targets. And Zach Wilson running around like his hair is on fire, making plays downfield. I think that's going to be a little bit of an entertaining thing to watch. Romeo Doubs, because Aaron Rodgers starting to show more confidence in him. Opportunity. The Giants have some injuries in the secondary. 8 targets this week, so maybe a little bit of love there. And we already talked about George Pickens. 6 catches on 8 targets, 102 yards. If anything, we saw that Pickett's probably going to wing the ball around a little bit more.
Yeah.
And hopefully he gets rid of it fast enough. Well, but that's just it. What do you got to lose? See what he has, and Pickens is a guy that, you know, we watched Deebo Samuel with one of those. Chris Berman would have had nine whoops in there in that 57-yard touchdown reception against the Rams. If you can get Pickens in those kind of situations where you can free him up a little and let him run in space, fantasy opportunities certainly abound.
I did pick up Josh Reynolds this past week just because the Lions were so depleted, you know, without Chark, without, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know how much of a long-term play, to your point, with that is, but he did come up, you know, when you can play the Seahawks defense, go for it. So maybe any Saints wide receiver could
well,
be.
Well, and that's just it, right? Olave is probably off the wire in most leagues. I know Jarvis Landry is not a guy fantasy owners flock to, but the targets are there.
Yes.
Right, and if you're in a PPR league, they all count, right? Even if it's a catch for 4 yards to move the chain, it's still 1.4 points. And from your WR3, that adds up. If you get to double digits out of that slot, you're feeling good. And Landry most weeks is going to get you there.
Yeah, I'll give you two names that I like as well. One's a little tricky because they actually have a bye in week six. Mm-hmm. Robert Woods may be available, owned at about 60%. That's, you know, usually not where we go, but with the Treylon Burks injury, that could be one. And a name that I've circled that you mentioned in the preseason is just a guy to keep your eye on. Another week six bye, but they are at Jacksonville on Sunday. We did throw some shade at the Texans a little bit earlier. But Nico Collins could be an opportunity. I know he was when we did some late round draft guys, you liked Nico Collins in week five. If you're looking for a boost, that could be an option.
Let me circle back to one more running back, Dan.
Okay.
On Sunday Night Football, folks might have missed with all the theatricality, the old man by back, and Brady, Mahomes, and Mahomes flipping the ball and all of that stuff. Isaiah Pacheco had 11 carries for 63 yards. It's a guy we had brought up a couple weeks ago after week one against the Cardinals, but someone you might see a bit more as the season goes on and they try to mix and match, because your guy had his big day. Edwards-Helaire.
Good thing he was on my bench. You know, why would I play him against the Buccaneers?
Right,
especially after a game where he had 0 yards rushing.
Kick in the teeth. Like it's now like Andy Reid hates your fantasy team too.
And I did pick up Pacheco after week one because it just felt, and at some point, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been injured in his career, and so you would, you know, try to go against them, and they do use Jerick McKinnon. But yeah, I agree with Pacheco. I have Brian Robinson on injured reserve.
There you go. That's the other guy to bring up. Absolutely.
So there could be the option. He could be activated at some point within the next 3 weeks. So the Commanders running back, and why not? You know, for what they've got in the backfield.
Well, if he can catch the ball. Look, because Carson Wentz is going to learn the term hot route if he hasn't already with the number of times he's getting planted.
So those are some of the names that you'll want to target with the waiver wire. As we wrap this up, any final thoughts, Mike? Entering week five, October is here. The winds are starting to chill a little bit. I don't know if we're seeing any separation from any teams in standings, a whole bunch of 2-2 around the National Football League. What are your thoughts entering the rest of the week?
Still in the fight of who's good, who's not. I got to believe that Trevor Lawrence hangs on to the football this week. There was my other upset pick that went to hell, which I was reminded of.
Looked good for a little while.
Yeah, it did. But you know what? Philly showed me something because they actually had to play in the second half, which is good. But that's, you know, Houston, Jacksonville. You can get in for $19 if you're down in Jacksonville. So you want to go to a cheap football game. That is it. But the Jaguars are a 7-point favorite. Lovie Smith's defense. Nothing going there in that defensive front. This is one where Damian Pierce, as much as we love him, tough spot for him. So find the extra juice as you can. A lot of low totals, weather becoming a factor. We had multiple games this week. We were watching all the pregame stuff. My brother was actually at the Bills-Ravens game, so some chaos there. Welcome back, J.K. Dobbins, by the way, and maybe Gus Edwards here in short order as well. But Monday Night Football gives us our fireworks. A lot of low totals in these other games throughout the week, Dan, except for three final games at the end. Philly-Arizona, Cincinnati-Baltimore on Sunday Night Football, and then 51 for Las Vegas-Kansas City. So hopefully we get some fireworks because week four certainly gave us some points.
Yeah, you're talking about fireworks. I'm talking about some duds. I do want to bring Ryan Bershinger, our executive producer, into this conversation as we wrap up this podcast. Guys, do you know off the top of your head how many touchdowns the 49ers defense has given up through four games? Their defense through four games. Can you remember any touchdowns that the Niners have given up?
Well, there weren't any on Monday.
Nope. Three field goals. So minus nine, minus the safety. So there's 11 points. We got 35 points still to account for.
So if you think to week one, wasn't there the Justin Fields scramble?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
In the rain. And then there was the Melvin Gordon touchdown rush on Sunday Night Football with, 5 minutes remaining. The Seahawks blocked a field goal and ran it back for a score. That was the other score. But that defense has given up two touchdowns so far this season. And now you've got Panthers and Falcons the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, I am wondering, like, could that defense, for how spry, and I know you're not, they wouldn't be a stream burst because somebody has them. But, I mean, it's just been, I found that pretty interesting in looking at it. And I'm looking through stats and I'm looking at this and I'm like, wait, did they not account? And like, no, it didn't matter if they accounted for Monday Night Football. Yeah, they've only given up two touchdowns on defense this year.
As far as waivers go, it is possible they could be available in your league given that they played the Rams this past week.
Sure.
Good point.
People could have dropped them. So I think the Niners, they're number one on my list here with the Panthers this week and with the way that offense can't seem to understand what to do. I think that if the Niners are available, we'll jump on that with your waiver priority.
There it is. I had to end with the defense and giving the 49ers credit.
Can I talk about their defense? Because they helped extend some misery for the Rams. Because I thought both of you guys would love this stat. It flashed up during the ESPN telecast. The Rams have been outscored in the fourth quarter of games 44-3 this year.
Wow. Jeez. Yeah, I know. We're talking on the network. They're like, man, how are the 49ers a favorite, you know, or just a 2-point favorite? I think we forget on what the Rams have been so far, now 4 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
Monday night was a good reminder. We want to remind you, download I Want Your Flex every single week. In fact, we have two episodes every single week for you, dropping Tuesday morning, dropping Friday morning. So if you're driving to work or if you're driving home from that day, sit back and listen. We're going to help you win some fantasy games. So for Ryan Bershinger and for Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer. This has been I Want Your Flex. We'll talk to you bright and early Friday morning. Be well.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.